from deep inside your radio.
From London, England, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Sunday, it's a football day, it's a Christmas day. And yet, to my delight and amazement, you're spending some of it with me. The Judith Owen Harry Shearer Christmas sing-along only visited three cities this year for the benefit of the New Orleans Musicians Clinic. So on this broadcast, I'll give you a little taste, a bit of a taste, of what you might have missed. Because this is the special traditional holiday edition of Hello, Welcome to the Show. On the other hand, from London, England, West London, I'm Harry Shearer. Welcome you to this edition of the show, a week in which just after having declared our involvement in Iraq a successful completion, some bombings took place in Iraq. Imagine that. Like they were waiting for us to leave and then to resume previous festivities. Also this week, we learned that, thanks to a letter sent by Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, sorry, Missouri, Sara, Missouri, that the Bechtel company, which is a defendant in a case being brought by a whistleblower at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. That's right, the Adams went to live on a reservation. The defendant, Bechtel, is having its legal bills paid by, that's right, you and me, because whistleblowers who sue federal contractors get contractors get their legal bills, at least in that in one case, paid for by the federal taxpayer. It's a neat little system. Moral hazard, anyone? Anyway, it's Christmas time, and on this broadcast, a couple of twists on the story of Scrooge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here by the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. While you can be enterprising. Fa la 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 la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires.
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree.
Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Get the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. Tis the time for merchandising. Fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason. Fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season. Fa la 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy a man and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers. Boy, don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? La-la-la-la-la.
That's me, I'm Scrooge, and I got all mileage, Bolly, and I'm the baddest cat in all this world. I've been studying all my life how to Scrooge people, and I guarantee you I've done some fine work in that direction. Cratchit!
Yes, sir?
You busy? I surely is, sir. See that you keep busy. Don't want no dangling wanging around here. Keep everybody tight, and tell them two cats come in here, want to get some money. I ain't giving no money away. They're messing with Scrooge. I'm taking it in. I ain't putting it out. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Well, keep it clear. People come around here wanting my gold. It's all trying to pry into my vault. Every time I turn around, somebody starts to snap. Tell my nephew I don't want to have no dinner with him. And if he never comes in here again, that'll be too soon.
I'll tell the cat.
See that you do. I don't understand these people who are after my gold. I close up this here place and what? Let me tell you something else. You think that you're going to get off Christmas Day?
Well, I was hoping, sir, that you'd let me knock off just a little while for Christmas Eve because I want to go home and cool the goose.
Well, if you're going to get off Christmas Eve, you're going to have to work all day Christmas. You hear me?
I hear you, sir. I'm with it.
Well, I guess they're going on home here. So Scrooge takes off and he cuts on down the street and the snow is blowing and the wind is whooing. And Scrooge is going along in his loose soul and his loose clothes and his hard cash box and his big money mine going on in his wig. And he ding, ding, ding up the stairs and he opens his door and he gets inside and he puts a double lock on the door because he's a little bugged tonight. He's been saying humbug so long and humbug this and humbug that. He done give himself a natural humbug. He's got the bug humming in him, see. So he double locked the door. And he sit there, and all of a sudden, there's an old bell laying over there, calling the bell, go ding, 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 ding. Scrooge said, what's that? Bang, dong. He said, what's that? Bell started ringing. Bang, dong, boom, boom. Pretty soon, all the bells all over the house started ringing. Ding, ding, bang, bang, dong. Bang, dong, boom, boom, bang, dong, boom, boom. And he hears somebody like some chain cats pulling all the chains from the chains of time up the hill of strife, ringing and dang. He said, what is all that ringing and dang with them chains? And all of a sudden, bloop,
In come a cat, the wildest looking cat you ever seen in his life. Real gone cat, and Scrooge does a real wild take. He says, I know who that is. That's Marley. He says, I know that's Marley. What's he doing here? Say, Marley. I say, yes, that's me. He says, man, you sure chained up there, man. You got Chainsville all over you there. I say, well, I put them on myself. That's the way I lived it. I chained myself. I hung myself up with all these chains, you know, being parsimonious, understand me? I can't get them off now. I've been lugging these chains all over the country for the past 7 years. That's a long time. What you want with me there, Molly, Molly? Because I got your barley. That's why I don't mess with no barley no more. I wish I'd give it all away when I had it. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. I'm a spook, you know. You telling me I know you're a spook, Molly, and I'm gonna get straight with you. I'm going to tell you something else, too, Mr. Scroogey. They're going to be three more gaslighting spooks coming to see you. He said, three more gaslighting spooks? Man, I said, one spook's enough. I said, can't I have them all at one time? He said, no, they're coming one at a time. First one will be 11, next one will be 12, next one will be 1. I said, man, it's hard on digging. He said, ain't what you dig, Scrooge. It's what you're putting down. You've been a very solid cat all this time. You're going to be gaslighted by these spooks. Well, they say, if it got to be gas, it ain't going to cost me no money, is it? Cost you more than that, Scrooge. He said, it ain't no more than money. He said, you find out. Molly split. And old Scrooge is sitting there sweating and ding and dang. And all of a sudden, man, he hears some crazy, wild kind of a thing going on. He don't know just what it is. And all of a sudden, boom, here comes a great, big, fat spook. Looked like takes 170 wings and lift him off over the housetop. And he's got a gold beat-up cat and strangly legs and strangly arms and pedicured eyes and all out of his skull, spooking up a storm. And he looks at the old Scrooge and he says, Scrooge is standing in the corner. He feels like a disrupted, small, disregarded, and unclaimed white mice midget style. He's sitting over there. And old spook say, come with me, because I is the ghost of the Christmas past. And Scrooge said, do I have to? Say, you certainly do. And he got on the ghost's wing. They took off. And he's flying old Scrooge over the top of the mountain. The wind is blowing. And the wind is popping his wake. And he's looking down and seeing all these crazy scenes going on. Zoom. He goes for a few more miles and takes him down to a sunlit pasture. And the sunlit pasture is full of children. And they're singing and dancing and loving and going and swinging. And Scrooge said, look, that's me down there. Yeah, that's you. That's you. He said, I look pretty good now. Yeah, but you don't look good now. He said, I want to hear you. You got to get yourself straight. Something terrible going to happen. Zoom, he takes him over to another place and he shows him a pretty little chick. Got dimples, three dimples on each chin, and she got three little dimpled children, and the next little dimple on the way, and there's a real swinging cat around there, and it's a happy time place. Looks like 17 carnivals taking off. And Scrooge, look at this chick. Say, I remember that chick. I could have married her one time. Spook say, yeah, you could if you wasn't so tight in your purse. You're thinking about yourself. That's what happened. He said, let me hit you further, Mr. Scrooge. Let me tell you one thing. You could have got everything straight if you wanted, and you better straighten up. Scrooge said, take me home. The ghost said, I will. Boom, and he's home again. He said, oh, man, that was a shaker. He said, I don't know what's jumping off here, but he said, this whole thing is shaking me up pretty bad. He said, I'm going to tell you right now. I said, I don't know. Bam, here comes another big spook. Ooh, he's a wild-looking spook. He's a crazy-looking spook. He's a far-out spook. He's a gaslight spook. He's got a gaslight right on the top of his wig, going around like one of them automatic pilot lights in the lighthouse, and he's been gassing up the whole scene. He said, come with me, I'm the ghost of Christmas present. And Scrooge look around and see the joint is loaded with apples and bananas and oranges and cradleys and aquavits and ripper lips and all kinds of crazy wild grapes and crazy Christmas scenes and nuts and candy. And he said, come with me. He done took off again. He said, I'm the ghost of the Christmas present. He said, I'm going to show you what's going on in this world and how the people dig Christmas and how to all enjoy. And he took him over to a little old outcast island, and there sitting on a small beat-up rock was two studs chomping up on a can of beans, singing, Merry Christmas with you, Merry Christmas with you, Merry Christmas to the whole world, and so on and so forth. And he showed them the people jumping for joy here, and he showed the cats that ain't got nothing, got something anyway, and they all jumping for joy, singing Merry Christmas, and the bells is ringing. He said, now you get yourself straight and see how things is jumping. Come with me. So they fly over to Cratchit's place, and there's little old Tiny Tim. He's singing over the quarter crochet and a little crazy scene on his crutch, fiddling around, you know what I mean, and getting on. See, and they're all talking about, look at this here goose. And they look down at a little goose about the size of a beat-up, retarded sparrow. And everybody's oohing and aahing all over this goose. And they're saying, when are we going to spread it? And so on. And Tiny Tim say, God bless everyone, even up and including old Scroogey Scrooge. God bless everyone. That's what Tiny Tim say. And old Scrooge got wet eyes. Took him back again. Pow! Wow! Oh, that whole side of the building up. Boom, and come a long angular spook, looked like 17 gas lighter stovepipes hung together with jingle jangle bells all over. Spook takes a look at this guy and says, "Do I have to go with you?" He says, "You certainly do, because I'm the ghost of Christmas future." He say, "Come with me." He say, "Where are we going?" He say, "None of your business." He takes old Scrooge and they cut off all the fly, and they're flying around the moonlight and shining down. On. Boom, they in the graveyard. Ooh, a wild, ooh, crazy, spooky graveyard. And old Scrooge is walking around, and finally something steps out at him like he was stuck in the force of his eyes with some sort of an electronic pitchfork. And he reads on one of them billboards in that graveyard and say, "This is Scrooge, the baddest cat that ever lived. He ain't had nothing, he won't have nothing, and he ain't got nothing now." Period. And Scrooge looks at his horse and says, "Scrooge, what are you doing?" And the man, he said, "Well, come with me." They go to another place and he says, "You going to the funeral?" "Say, not me, man. I wouldn't go near that cat, dead or alive." They go, "Pay me, get near that cat." "Say, what cat is that?" And suddenly comes the Scrooge to take him to the coffin factory, and they see all these coffins laying around, and they see one coffin. All of us have got flowers around this poor little coffin. He got nothing on it but just some pine wood bolt. And old Scrooge look up the coffin, and he look at this and that, but he's afraid to look all the way, for he knows who is in that coffin. So zoom, he swings on back again, and the ghost puts him down, and old Scrooge is shaking and shivering, and he finally falls into a real wild, crazy Myers' coma. And he falls out for how long, he don't know. When he wakes up in the morning, oh, the sun was shining on the glorious snow, and old Scrooge is feeling so groovy and so wild, and he tick, 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 tiptoes over the window. He up with the window, see a little cat, and say, "Hey, boy," I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You know that great, big, giant, king-sized bird down in Doodley's window?" He said, "You mean the prize bird?" "No," I said, "I mean that big, great, big, king-sized bird." He said, "Go get that bird. He's a 20. He's not." Box of 20 on him. He said, "Go get that bird, and here's 10 more for a cab, and here's $5 for your sister, and here's $22.50 for your uncle's new bicycle." And he said, "Tell anybody wants anything, see Scrooge." He said, "I'm flying this here Christmas." He said, "I want to see Cratchit swing out with a great big swing and happy dinner." He said, "I'm with it all the way." And old Scrooge gets dressed, and he's walking down the street, and ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, the bells is ringing. Scrooge got a big smile on his face, and people that he's seen for 20 years never said hello, say, "Good morning, Mr. Scrooge." He said, "What you say, baby?" And he can on. And carried on, happy as the day is long. And he finally fell into old Bob Cratchit's place. And he's got Christmas toys and Christmas jars and Christmas presents for everybody. And they just open the goose, and little Tiny Tim see him coming. And say, "God bless Mr. Scrooge. He done did the turnabout. He's the Lord's boy today." And that's the story of Scrooge. You can get with it if you want to. There's only one way, straight to the road of love.
Lord Buckley, following Stan Freberg, reimagining the story of Scrooge. Ladies and gentlemen, just one note on our friend the Atom this week. Officials of the Tennessee Valley Authority have announced that elevated amounts of tritium, you remember our old friend tritium?
Sure.
Have been found at the Sequoia nuclear plant. Tritium is found in water right near the Tennessee River, which borders the plant. But there's no danger. Why would there be danger from tritium? Just, it's clean, it's cheap, it's safe, it's tritium. Now we've heard about Scrooge. Let's spend a few minutes with another mythical creature. By the way, speaking of mythical creatures, I guess I was the last at the party to find out about, you know, we all know that the different countries have different traditions at this time of year, but the tradition in Holland of Swart Piet, Dark Peter, one of 7 to 10 black individuals that accompany St. Nicholas, a thin St. Nicholas, by the way, on his visits to the Dutch children. A slave of St. Nicholas's until the 1950s when he was transmogrified into a friend. So many wonderful traditions to choose from on this particular day. But anyway, some alternate versions and visions of Santa next on the show.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, and go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something pretty for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
The elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue Blitzen. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken.
Christmas. West Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now Mason's in therapy, and Donner's still nervous, and the outlaw got jobs working for the whole full service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights. They talk about the night Santa went crazy, the night St. Nicholas slipped, broke his back for some milk and cookies. Sounds to me like he was tired of getting chipped.
The reindeer are down to kibble, and whatever they can catch. The elves are shopping outlet stores, their shoes no longer match. The gifts are made in Vietnam, China costs too much. When he takes a gal to Applebee's, Santa's dining Dutch. Santa Claus can't get financing. He's caught in the credit crunch. He'll fit through a lot more chimneys, 'cause the big guy's skipping lunch. Why not a bailout for Santa? He feels supremely subprime. Maybe J.P. Morgan will buy him. He's running out of time. They're grasping at straws at the House of Claus. The children are getting black and white cards instead of dolls and toys. And if Santa's not careful, there'll be IOUs for the sweet little girls and boys. The ermine's been trimmed off his collars, replaced with cheap plastic foam. The North Pole's warming up anyway. It's no place like home. Santa Claus can't get financing. Bankruptcy's looking good. It's loose change that he believes in as he flies through your neighborhood. Why not a bailout for Santa? He feels supremely subprime. Maybe J.P. Morgan will buy him. He's running out of time. How about a bailout for Santa? A few billion should do the trick. Put away your hanky, email Bernanke, let the Fed take over St. Nick. Let the Fed take over St. Nick.
Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind.
Chuck Berry, yours truly, Weird Al, and James Brown on the subject of Santa. This is Le Show, and some news of the warm, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we assume, we who believe that this thing is happening, that rising global temperatures will increase the spread of malaria, which, of course, sickens millions of people worldwide. But a study out this week in Biology Letters, that was, I got the catalog from Neiman Marcus instead. I don't know, there must have been a mix-up at the post office. Finds that warmer temperatures seem to slow the transmission of malaria-causing parasites by reducing their infectiousness. The study was done with rodent malaria. Oh, that's an attractive thing to hear about. Yeah, that's, you know, maybe football is a better choice. But the researchers at Penn State, expect the pattern to apply to human malaria and possibly to just horsing around in the shower. No, I didn't. What? Possibly to other mosquito-borne diseases such as dengue fever and West Nile virus. Studies predicting that warmer climates would increase malaria infections commonly assume the disease-causing parasites will develop faster and the ability of the mosquito to acquire, maintain, and transmit the pathogen will remain constant. The latest study shows that temperature has a more complex effect. As temperature rises, parasites do develop faster, but fewer of them become infectious. It's a trade-off between parasite development and parasite survival, says the author of the study. And if you don't factor this in, I think you come to the wrong conclusions. So, more skeeters, less malaria. That's the deal. Now, the Le Show holiday special continues with Jill Sobule.
Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and this we can't forget. Paul was Saul before he was Paul, and the Last Supper was a Seder. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and all his disciples were too. So all you Christians remember, your Lord was a Jew. So light the menorah, tents of a tree. Give thanks to the wise men and the Maccabees. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, turned water into wine. He did lots of miracles, but he never ate pork rinds. Christmas is for everyone, Hanukkah is too. All of you remember, your Lord was a Jew.
Last week on the show, we shared you Christmas thoughts, musical in nature, from Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain. Now, on this week's broadcast, a Christmas message from a man who used to be ubiquitous on television. Now he's just ubiquitous, Mr. Glenn Beck.
The three wise men went to Bethlehem with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They brought no gifts for Joseph. And Mary, no, nothing for her. You see, it was all so very sudden. Of the moment, they had just the spur. So the three wise men, they went to Bethlehem with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, their dried tree sap, or resins, as you can see on the blackboard here, that's the frankincense and the myrrh. They were brought there to calm baby Jesus, to make his wee engine purr. Oh, nothing sexist here. Mary could enjoy the benefits. To relax after childbirth, for sure. So, it's easy to guess why the wise men brought the frankincense and the myrrh. Oh, but the other gift, it might make you wonder, the way the story has always been told. You know, maybe the Roman economy was collapsing. Too much stuff bought, and not enough sold. Or, you know, maybe they were minting counterfeit coins that were not worth enough to hold.
Do you think?
That's why the wise men brought along not just frankincense and myrrh, but gold. Oh, they knew their new Lord would have need for a reliable property store. You see, he'd be chasing the money changers. So his cash wouldn't be good anymore. No. They'd need to retrofit the manger to keep out the termites and the mold. So the wise men, they remembered to bring along plenty of gold. Funny how smart three wise men could be, with their gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to sneak into Bethlehem under cover of night and managed to create no big stir. Now, we're surrounded by wise men, but still, we're left out in the cold. So, forget the frankincense and myrrh this year. Call now to order your gold.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas. Do have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friend. You wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing Silent Night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. And relations, send salutations, sure as the stars shine above. This is Christmas, yes, Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. 'Cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
Once a child and now a mother, Christmas came with all its glee. Tinsel topped and crystal covered, she knelt to dress the dancing tree. And gone were all her thoughts revealing, gone was all the drudgery, all the worry she'd been weaving. She knelt to dress the dancing tree. And she thought of the time when she was just a child, and she helped her mother dress the tree. And she words seemed so wise when she said, "You long for days like these." And through her dreams, her sentimenting, came the sounds of her sweet son, full of life so unrepenting. And down the stairs, her family. Soldier, when you're older, you will love a girl like me and kiss her, hold her, remember I told you to die.
dance around the dancing tree. For you long for the times when you were just a child, and you helped your mother dress the tree. And you sing with a smile how my words seem so wise. And you'll cherish days like these. Once a child and now a mother, thankful for her family, for sleeping babe and sleeping lover, she dances round the dancing tree. She dances round the dancing tree.
Judith Owen, Charles Brown, and Spinal Tap. Bringing to an end the special holiday edition of the show. The program returns next week at the same time with part two of The Year in Rebuke over these same stations, over more than these same stations. Some of them will be back. Over NPR worldwide throughout Europe, the USN 440 cable system in Japan, around the world through the facilities of the American Forces Network, up and down the east coast of North America via the shortwave giant WBCQ, the planet 7.490 megahertz, on the mighty 104 in Berlin, around the world via the internet at two different locations, live and archived whenever you want at harryshearer.com and kcrw.com. Available for your smartphone through stitcher.com and available as a free podcast through kcrw.com. And it'd be just like next year, coming in a week, if you'd agree to join with me then. Would you? Alrighty, thank you very much. Tip of the show, chapeau to the San Diego, Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Hawaii desks. Thanks, as always, to Pam Halstead. This broadcast is on Twitter. Join the 52,000 followers at The Harry Shearer. The show comes to you from Century of Progress Productions and originates through the facilities of KCRW Santa Monica, a community recognized around the world as the home of the homeless. Merry War on Christmas, everyone.